The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Power. If you are at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's Monday. Back from the holidays. Talking about everything. Sumlin, college football. We'll get to the NFL this hour. Just a fun weekend.
My whole point on the Aggie thing was, and of course Aggie's mad at me again. And I'm not trying to make you mad.
How many of you had to block?
I don't block. I'm not blocking anybody unless they make it personal. But my whole point is, and you said, of course, a head coach should be, it's a good job. And it's a job that, with the right head coach, it can be a great job. Typically, though, the people who fill those jobs, those great jobs, work their way up from a good job, not the other way around. For instance, and obviously Texas A&M's a better program than Mississippi State, but that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a guy who did a good job at
He took that program as far as it could go.
Right. And now he's moving up to a great job at Florida, where if everything goes right, it's been proven that you can win a national championship there. That is a national championship type program when it's at its best. The part that makes me go, what, is a guy leaving a championship-level program for a good job. That's and even if that good job is paying more money, long-term, to me it makes more sense to be at one of those destination-type jobs where you know you can win a championship if your season goes the right way. And Texas A&M hasn't proven that they're a championship-level program.
Well, I'll give you two reasons.
Okay.
And number one, some people like a challenge. And maybe he wants a new challenge. Maybe he wants to be the guy that gets him that first national championship.
I mean, let's face it. You see what's going on at Florida State this season. That's a challenge.
It is, but let me finish. Because he's already won one there.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was because of Jameis Winston, too. He happened to have a transcendent quarterback, yep. Which, you know, that's obviously part of it. But the other thing is we don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. We don't know. And in any job, and I'm sure you've had jobs where it was miserable to go to work. You had people you didn't like working with.
Yeah.
You didn't show it necessarily. It's like, oh, he's got a great job. I can give you a real good example. A place I used to be 10 years ago. I mean, it was miserable. People were stunned that I walked away from that. The reality is, if he's having problems there, if you don't know what's going on behind the scenes at a place. And it may just be that he's tired of dealing with the administration.
Could be.
And it's like, here's a place that's going to pay me more money where I can go and compete with Nick Saban. I like that challenge. I could see that because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes at Florida State. I don't know why, but if you're looking to get out of a place, it's not necessarily I'm looking to go to a place as much as it is I'm looking to get out of a place.
Yeah.
And if you look at it that way, I think it makes perfect sense because you can also look at it and say, hey, you know, I can go there and win. Look at, they're going to throw me a bunch of money, get to recruit Texas. I think I got this. And Caleb says, I was very against firing someone, but getting Jimbo would make me feel 1,000 times better, but definitely staying cautiously optimistic for now. Seems too good to be true. The reason I would bring this up is, you know, they once poached a coach from Alabama. Didn't work out, Dennis Franchione.
Yeah.
But they did poach. People ask the same thing. Why on earth would you leave Alabama for A&M? And said that one didn't work. But it has happened.
Here's the other thing I'd be concerned with if I were a coach taking that job. The two coaches before Kevin Sumlin were 500, just slightly above 500 guys, Fran and Mike Sherman. Kevin Sumlin's been like almost a 70% guy, and well, he's getting fired. That's when it becomes like, are your standards more than what's realistic at this school? Because compared to what Dennis Franchione and Mike Sherman did, Kevin Sumlin's been great. But because he was so great early on, the expectations have changed to what I think are perhaps unrealistic expectations. If you think that there's going to be a coach come walk into A&M and suddenly make the program better than Alabama's football program, I just don't think that guy exists. I don't think he walks the earth.
Well, and by the way, I wrote a pretty good article about this on Sports.
You mentioned that.
On Kevin Sumlin, so check it out. But no, the problem was, I think there's two problems. And honestly, I always say this, be careful what you wish for. I think if Kevin could get another quarterback, that you'd see an improvement. But they've got talent. I mean, talent-wise, if you watch that game the other night, they have every bit as much talent as LSU. Every bit. Almost across the board, except for quarterback. And it's LSU's quarterback's not very good either.
No.
But if you look at, they match up well with them physically, just like they did Alabama, just like they do a lot of teams. And they shot themselves in the foot with turnovers and, you know, weird plays. I think the other thing that someone misses is Cliff Kingsbury is his offensive coordinator. I mean, that's when they were doing their best work. But here's why. I mean, you start off with that 11-2.
When you had a transcendent quarterback.
And then 9-4 with him, but ever since then, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5, 7-5. Here's the key numbers, though. Care to guess his record against LSU, Alabama, and Auburn?
He's never beat LSU. I know that.
Right. He has one win against Alabama.
One win against Bama, and I'm guessing two against Auburn.
He's actually split with Auburn.
Split, okay.
So 4-14 against those three teams, and 1-11 against Alabama and LSU. You're never going to be successful if that's the case.
No.
And I understand. And again, I don't know that I would have fired him, but then you start adding up the other stuff, the stupid stuff his assistant coaches did last year, the fact that he's chased off all these quarterbacks that turned out not to be very good. I don't know about Kyler Murray yet. We'll see. But you add all that up, and it's just, you look at the direction of the program, it does not seem to be, the arrow's not pointing up right now. The arrow's pointing sideways, and it has been for 4 years. And so I think that they had to make this move, and I think they had something in mind all along. And we'll see. And I'm not going to cry for him because he's getting $10 million in his buyout. He's probably going to get the Arizona State job. I know Nebraska's interested in him, too. He's going to get another job.
Yeah.
And
he's going to take a step back in job.
But he'll be successful.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he'll do well at Arizona State. I don't know if he'll do well at Nebraska because – Nebraska is essentially Texas A&M of the Big Ten. They're a program that happens to be in the same conference as four or five programs that are just better than them. And, it, you know, so I don't know.
But guess what? I mean, that's kind of where A&M is.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Which my whole point all along was, why does Jimbo Fisher leave a spot where he's, at worst, you know, year to year, at worst, probably the second best program in that conference. It's the best football program in the ACC, but any given year it might be second, third. This year is obviously an outlier because they lost their quarterback. But I mean, to go to A&M where like you said, maybe he just wants a challenge. But you're talking about
I would, if I had to guess, I've heard from a couple people at A&M about this, especially after I wrote that thing last night. And I get the sense that there's something going on. It's more of a getting away from a place. And this is a good opportunity. So we'll see if that happens. And if they don't, you know what? And Aggie fan doesn't want to hear this. I'm calling Chad Morris.
Dude, I don't think Chad Morris is an upgrade, though.
I do. I think.
Over Sumlin?
I think he's going to. Boy. What he's done, SMU is almost impossible to win at. It's like Rice. It's, if you've, and I think because the big program experience at Clemson, He's turned that thing around about as much as he's going to turn around SMU. He's got ties to the – I mean, it's just – it makes sense to me. And I think the upside with him is huge. Now, it may turn out to be a bust.
Yeah, I just don't think Chad Morris is as good of a coach as Kevin Sumlin.
He hasn't accomplished as much as Sumlin had, but I also think what he's done at SMU is pretty incredible, and somebody should hire that guy.
Is it really incredible, though?
Yes. Do you know how hard it is to recruit to that school?
I get it, but even though they're 14-22 in his tenure there.
He took over a crap team, and I'm looking at this year. When they're 7-5, that's about as good as you can do at SMU in that conference.
4-4 in the – yeah.
You're never going to be better than Memphis and Houston and UCF when they're good, and USF and teams like that, or Navy. And
why?
Because you can't recruit. Well, Navy you can probably out-recruit, but you can't out-recruit those other schools. You can't – the standards there are ridiculous. The kids you can't get in, that's what June Jones complained about when he left. So
yeah, I'm just – I'm meh on Chad Morris. I mean, I think Chad Morris could get a bigger job. I just think with what he's done to go to Texas A&M, I don't think they're getting an upgrade there. I think they're getting new blood, and yeah. If that's all you want, okay.
But that may be it. But I think they're looking for something bigger. And I can give you the other names that have floated out there next segment. But
someone asked about why don't the Aggies call Chris Peterson? I don't think Chris Peterson would take that call.
Well, I mean, the AD who hired him is at A&M now,
but. It took him forever to leave Boise, and he basically left to what he called his dream job. And
well, that the thing is, again, well written in the story today. He's never coached anywhere but the West Coast, except for 1 year at Pitt.
It wouldn't make
so
much
it
sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, except if you had a good working relationship with the AD and he makes the call, you take the call.
Would you say Washington and A&M? Is A&M a better job than Washington?
Yeah, I think it is. Even though I think Washington's got a better history in terms of getting half of a title they never should have got, and they did make the playoffs last year. But I think you can do better at A&M than you can.
I think
at Washington.
Your ceiling is better at A&M, but you, I mean, like you
they're
said,
they're close though.
They made the playoff.
Yeah.
I think that making the playoff at A&M is so much more difficult because of the other programs that are in that conference, in that division, even.
Yeah, Matthew says Golic and Wingo this morning said Fisher has problems with the administration and wants out. That wouldn't Could surprise be. Me. And if that's the case, makes perfect sense.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Trenton, my man. Not Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton, the truck driver, the former truck driver. I say former because back in July, Trenton started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has already started his IT career. How long is it going to take you? It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. You get trained for the high-demand field of IT, start your new life as an IT pro. In as little as 4 months, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 409 says, no way TAMU is on the same level as Washington. TAMU influence on KFNC here.
That's the other great thing. Like, I don't. Am I an Aggie hater or an Aggie homer? Am I a Longhorn hater? Longhorn? I don't know. I don't know what I am because I'm accused of all of it.
But you know what? We made it till 5:21 before we got a really stupid text today.
Yeah,
that's it. You know what? Aggie guys called me and said, "Make sure you say we're better than Washington." If we're talking about on-field success, yes, Washington's had more on-field success, but there's a lot of things that go into being a better program that would.
Oh, agreed. Yeah,
like money and A&M yeah. prints money.
But I'm also, when I say that, I'm talking about ceiling. Like, what's the ceiling of your program?
Yeah, again, I think it comes down to the coach.
Well, Dallas says, what would it take for A&M to be a championship-caliber team, meaning able to compete for championships? Honestly, and no Aggie fan is going to like me to say this, it will take Nick Saban retiring. Once Nick Saban leaves Alabama,
yeah,
the SEC West becomes more open. I still think LSU and Auburn are in line ahead of you, but it definitely becomes, and whoever, I doubt Alabama's going to go from Nick Saban to some scrubby coach too.
Right. But, well, it's probably going to be Dabo Sweeney. That's the
very well could be.
That's the long-standing rumor, isn't it?
And if that happens, then good luck, Aggie.
Cole says, most FSU fans are indifferent about Fisher leaving. Tired of every year he and his agent floating his name for other jobs. The program has slowly gone down since 2013. But you know what? There are programs that would kill to have what he has, which is, what, two playoff appearances, a national championship. Every year you're in that conversation, except for this year. You're always a top five program. I mean, that is, other than Alabama, that's the most realistic thing for anybody. Let's be honest. And it's just what Saban has done at Alabama makes everybody impatient and makes them think we got to do this and we got to do this. That's a pretty damn amazing run. Now, I think there are questions about whether can he be successful in the SEC. And the ACC is a good conference, but it's top heavy. And I think getting that SEC West, it's not going to be as easy. If he gets the same athletes that he had there, then, you know, we'll see. But I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's a slam dunk that he's going to come in there and suddenly be Florida State.
Yeah.
Because he recruited damn well at Florida State. They've got talent.
But, I mean, also, Texas A&M's recruited well.
They have.
They just haven't done anything.
Well, and there's talent there, man. That's the frustrating thing to watch. Somebody also mentioned, they poached John Chavis from LSU. How'd that work out? That's another one. I mean,
that's a bust.
Yeah, that has not worked out. And I was always, it seems like whoever is defensive coordinator at LSU has success, especially under Les Miles. And now, you know, the guy there now is like a big name that people are talking about as a head coach. And it's like, okay, you know, I know that was a big move for A&M, but that didn't work either. I think that, you know, I don't know that they made the right move at offensive coordinator. I think there's a lot of things that Sumlin has not done right over the last few years. And, you know, I think that's what's led to this. But I'm excited to see what they do, because if they do get Jimbo Fisher, it makes them a lot more interesting, I think.
For sure.
And
well, it makes him a lot more relevant.
Yeah.
Because, listen, because Kevin Sumlin, that was a good hire for A&M.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, but that was a good hire. Like, they got about as good of a coach as you could have expected him to get. Now, I mean, if they get Jimbo Fisher, that to me, that's, we talk about outkicking your coverage, like an ugly dude getting a really hot wife because he's rich. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing here if they do that. Because, and not to say that A&M's like the ugliest girl,
no.
But they ain't the hottest. They ain't the hottest guy either. And they're
a solid six.
They're a nice guy who's making making $60,000 a year. Drives a Toyota Camry
and let's be honest.
Pays his taxes.
No, they're the really fat, unattractive guy that makes $2 million a year.
You think
that's why they're appealing?
That could be it.
Yeah, that's it.
But even then, getting Jimbo Fisher, that's definitely, that would be a coup.
It would. Let's squeeze Mike on. Let's talk Aggie football. We'll move on to the NFL next segment because there's a lot to get to there. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Because we're doing sports.
Sports to you. Hey, just wanted to say, you know, you put any coach in any job and you can turn it into a destination job. While I wholeheartedly disagree with your characterizing of A&M, there's crap loads of potential there. It hasn't been tapped.
That's why it's not a destination job.
What, I'm sorry? I can't hear.
That's why it's not a destination job, because it's not proven that it's a championship place.
You just haven't had the right coach take you to where you
ever
need to be. I mean,
ever?
I don't know about ever. I mean, when Cheryl was there, I thought it was rolling pretty good.
Oh, because they were cheating.
A couple of better records than they had. I mean, take Notre Dame was supposed to be a destination job. They haven't been relevant since Lou Holtz.
They played in a national championship in the last 5 years. I mean, Notre Dame.
Didn't they get blown out? I think it was 40.
They played in a championship game. A&M
has. They didn't deserve to be there.
A&M, since the
S.
Since
they.
Since
One
they
made, national championship.
Since they, shut him up if he can't have a dialogue. Since A&M went to the SEC, they have finished better than fourth in the SEC West one time. To compare them to Notre Dame is absurd. It's laughable. And Notre Dame isn't the same job that it used to be, but you can win championships at Notre Dame. If things break right for you at Notre Dame, you can win a championship. It's never been proven that you can win a championship game, or win a championship at A&M. It's never been proven. I mean, well, you go back to like the 30s, okay. In recent history, it's never been proven that it's possible.
You know how many times someone had a winning record in conference?
Two?
One.
His first year?
Yeah.
And everything else has been 4-4, 4-4?
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. I think you have to realize what you are. And that's kind of where, you know, I think A&M thinks, because they've got tons of money, that they can go out and get these guys. And if they do, good for them. And maybe you do win one, and that raises, it certainly raises the profile of your program to get a coach like Jimbo Fisher, who's won a national championship. Jay Nick says, what would be a good upgrade for Mike Gundy? What are the odds he'll ever leave Okie State? I saw his name as a potential guy that the Aggies might target if...
He's had plenty of chances to leave, though. I think he's just one of those dudes who's comfortable where he is. He makes a butt ton of money. And, like, if he does what he does, you know, him doing what he does at Oklahoma State, it's like, yes, good job. You've made us competitive this year. The expectations at Oklahoma State are different than they are at A&M. And that's why I say maybe A&M's got unrealistic expectations.
Well, and I think that's a fair question. Is it unrealistic? And I don't, you know, if I'm them and with the money that I have and everything else and what we've put into the stadium, I feel like that's not unrealistic. If I'm paying a guy to be a top 10 salary, I should have a top 10 program. It's kind of my theory. But
money doesn't buy everything, though.
It does buy hot wives.
It does.
So,
but that ain't everything.
No, it's not. All right, we'll do NFL when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, let's go over the NFL because we need to do this, and we'll get to Greg Schiano and some of the other stuff that's going on. But we'll start with Sunday games. Well, you know, we'll start with the Thursday games because we didn't get a chance to talk about those at all. Redskins beat the Giants 20-10. Thank you, Giants, for not showing up this week and showing up the week before and knocking me out of the suicide pool.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that occurred to me on that. This was I bet the two early games. I went to betting those Chargers. Were, I think, plus two when I bet them. That was easy.
Dude, the Chargers are the most underrated team this year by Vegas.
Well, and it's funny because this is one of the long conversations that we had on the show with RJ last week was that Fezzik had the Chargers ranked 11th.
Yeah.
And I agreed with that, but like every other ranking type system or power ranking had them in the 20s. And I'm like, man, if you look at this team, and they're in the playoff hunt now, by the way. The way everybody else is collapsing.
Well, the winner of tonight's game is in the playoff hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Including your Texans. Vikings beat the Lions 30-23, which 9-2. It's time to admit that this is a pretty good football team.
They're definitely good. I actually bet on the Lions on Thursday, and they did everything they could to blow that thing, which was frustrating. But yeah, the Vikings are definitely good. The thing for me with the Vikings is, I watched him play, and Keenum's been solid. I think the people who are talking about him like an MVP, that's unrealistic. But I don't know what makes the Vikings so good. I mean, they're
very good on defense.
They're
secondary, especially as safety here.
They're solid on defense, but like their defensive numbers they're okay. They don't turn the ball over a ton. Their offensive line is really good.
Yeah, Riley Reiff looks like a different player now that he's there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're just well-coached and they're just a solid team. Not the kind of team I would pick to win the Super Bowl, but they're definitely legit.
I had to block two people on Twitter over Case Keenum.
One of the guys who messaged you on Twitter also tagged me.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I've long since blocked him and he's blocked me. But he still is able to tag me on Twitter.
How do you do that?
I didn't see the tweet until you replied to it.
Yeah.
And then it popped up, and I was like, who is this? And I checked. It's that TX Kane's guy or whatever his name
is.
Yeah, he's a Keenum truther, right?
Well,
yeah.
And it's funny because you said, oh, you said he'd never play in the – not an NFL quarterback. I think I've been on record as saying his upside was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I've always said that. I said he could be a very serviceable backup. And if you think the Vikings thought he was going to do this, wouldn't he have started the season? Wouldn't he be making more than $2 million a year?
Yeah.
And yes, has he exceeded expectations? Absolutely. He's playing great. I'm happy for him because I love the kid. But, and I hope he can continue at this level, and I hope he doesn't get hurt. But, you know, to say, to just make stuff up like that. And you know, and I responded to him, and then he came back with something else that was fairly insulting. And I just said, have a nice life. I'm blocking you. The dickweed in me wanted to tweet something like, you know, if you'd spend more time on the treadmill and less time on Twitter. But that would be such a horrible cheap shot that, you know, I would never do anything like that. And that's beneath me, so I didn't do that. But I'm happy for the guy. But he is playing fantastic football. He looks great out there. And good for him. But if you're going to come out now and say, oh, wow, this guy, I always knew he'd be a star, that's bull bleep. Because if that were the case, there's a hell of a lot of other teams that would have loved to have him at quarterback. And,
yeah.
And honestly, man, he wasn't the same player here. He's improved. He's got better talent around him. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it other than, you know, he's playing the best football of his career. Reminds me a lot of Ryan Fitzpatrick with the Bills.
Yep.
That one year he had. And that team around him, he's got good receivers. They run the ball well, good offensive line. He's playing well, and I'm happy for him. But don't tell me don't come at me with crap like that. And if you're one of those guys, then just block yourself so I don't have to. And you know what? That dickweed didn't even follow me. He's going to tweet crap at me like that. He doesn't follow me. You get, you know, and I'll respond to you once. But if you come back and you're a dickweed the second time, I'm just done with you. All right, let's move on to the Sunday games. Falcons over the Buccaneers, 34-20. Not really a surprise there.
Yeah, the Falcons are rounding into form. Would you agree they look a lot better now than they did the early half of the season?
Yeah.
I don't know what's changed.
How about Mohamed Sanu at quarterback? I like that.
Yeah. Whatever's changed for them, it's working. Offensively, they look more explosive. They were able to get Julio Jones open a couple times, so it was a good win for them.
Yeah, I think where they look better is on offense. I think they made some tweaks. I think they're doing some things that Shanahan did last year that worked. And they're starting to come around, 7-4. They're in the playoff mix. Bengals beat the Browns 30-16. The only positive to this was I just hammered the Bengals -8. That was one of my big plays of the week. In fact, that was my play of the month on pregame.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise that the Bengals took care of business. The Browns are, I mean, they're a disaster. You know,
they go out of their way to not cover.
Yeah, they really
do. That's why this is 3 weeks in a row where they've had every opportunity. And by the way, your boy Joe Mixon, pretty damn good game yesterday.
Great game. Finally, he broke out.
Yeah, and it was the Browns, let's be fair.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
But, yeah. Titans beat the Colts 20-16. That half point. Half point.
Yeah.
How about this? Your Bills?
Which, by the way, the Colts kind of choked that away.
Yeah, they did, but that's kind of what they do. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, your Bills. 16-10 over the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was
Bills bouncing back.
I think that's
or
more
Chiefs
the Chiefs
sucking.
The Chiefs are a melt now. That's my opinion anyway. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm starting to think is they're just not they're not as good as they were. So, I mean, they're not bad, but they're just not as good as they were.
Yeah, I think getting Tyrod Taylor back at quarterback was a smart move here for the Bills.
Oh, no doubt.
And the thing is, 5 weeks into the season, people were talking about Alex Smith. This is why things can change so fast in the NFL. People were talking about him as an MVP candidate. In fact, MVP leader, I would say.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about, oh, should we bench him for Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
I still wouldn't go there. No, I wouldn't either, but they're not playing well. And
they're definitely not.
And they have brought a lot of other teams back into the playoff race with this collapse. Patriots take care of the Dolphins, 35-17. No real shocker there.
Yeah,
Patriots also rounding into form.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good.
Panthers 35, Jets 27. A lot more scoring in this game than I thought there would be.
Yeah, the Jets offense is getting better. They still suck,
Josh McCown, though, is serviceable, and he had a really good game.
He's another guy who, if he was your backup quarterback, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I the same thing I say about Case Keenum. If he's your backup quarterback and you need him to go out and win you some games, that's pretty good. I wouldn't want Josh McCown to be my franchise quarterback, which is what the Jets are stuck with.
Right.
But at least for now.
Yeah. Although now they're, I mean, I don't know if they're going to get one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's some teams below them that are a lot worse. Eagles continue to roll. They beat the Bears 24-3. Carson Wentz, again, looks good. This is a good football team, man. There's no way around it.
I think they're the best football team.
I think you may be right. And they, I mean, they're beating the crap out of teams, too. This isn't where they're coming out and winning close games. They're outplaying people on both sides of the ball. This is a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they're very impressive. And I kept expecting them to sort of fall off a little bit. They're blowing out the teams they're supposed to blow out. They're beating the good teams. They're just really solid.
Seahawks go in and beat the 49ers 24-13. But, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo came in late.
He was exciting when you saw him, but how bad does your offense have to be before you give the guy a shot? Well, what'd you trade a second rounder for?
Yeah, I don't know what their holdup was with this, but yeah. Raiders beat the Broncos 21-14, and now the Broncos back to Trevor Simeon.
I pushed the wrong button.
I was like, was there something there?
No. They're right next to each other. The music ran out.
I know I'm old and I drink a lot, but I think I missed a bit.
Nope.
Okay. But, Raiders get the win. I think both these teams have underperformed. The Broncos, God knows what they're going to do at quarterback.
Yeah, they're a mess. The crazy thing was Crabtree getting thrown out and Aqib Talib, which, you know, I guess, to me, Denver can't afford to do that. But
no.
But now the Broncos, or the Raiders, who are still only one game out of first, somehow, Michael Crabtree's maybe suspended. I don't know.
Amari
Cooper's concussed.
Yeah.
Like, your offense can't be Marshawn Lynch, although he did well.
Yeah.
You know, but they for a team that was supposed to get by on their offense, I don't know what's going on with that team. They should be so much better. Cooper's been awful this year. He's dropping so many passes. He's just not – he's not what he's been, and I don't know what it is, but he's not what he's been. Derek Carr should be frustrated, but he hasn't been as great as he was either. So it's a weird thing going on in Oakland.
Rams over the Saints, 26-20 in a premier matchup. Both teams now 8-3. And another big game from Jared Goff, who, man, when he's on, this guy has been playing very, very well. He's done much better than I thought he would do in the NFL. I'm not going to lie about that.
Oh, without question. And that coach is amazing.
Yeah.
He's got it going on. I'm really digging that guy. And when you look at the weapons that they've got and the fact that yesterday they played without, I'd say, their best receiver. I think Robert Woods is their best receiver. They play without him. They're good on defense. They've got a great running back. That's a complete team. If Jared Goff plays well, do you trust him to play well in the playoffs? I don't know.
We'll find out.
But right now, I mean, if I were power ranking the NFC, I think they're number two for me.
It's close between them and the Vikings for me, but I and the Vikings did beat them heads up, but that was at Minnesota neutral field. I might take the Rams. I don't know. Cardinals over the Jaguars, 27-24.
Yeah. I don't have much to say. I mean, good win for the Cardinals. It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, and
bad loss for the Jags, who are now tied for first. They could have, the later you get in the season with that lead in the division, the better. But now the Titans sneak back in with their win.
Yeah. Steelers over the Packers. We talked about that one a little bit.
Convinced the Steelers are great.
I don't know that they're great. I thought they were starting to turn it around.
Their record is great. Yeah. I don't know if they're great. I think they're okay. I think they're good. But I don't think they're we can beat the Patriots kind of good.
Yeah, I might be with you on that.
And they definitely can't beat the Patriots in Foxborough.
No.
I mean, they almost lost to the Packers at home. They're not going into Boston and winning. No way.
Was it 14.5 was the spread on
there?
Ugh. All right. Robert says, UHMBA 2013 grad and just paid off my last student loan ever. Could I get a shout out? There you go. Good job.
Good for you.
So, all right. So my man Dave's not on the phone. He's supposed to call in. I texted him. I told him, hey, man, you need to call in and tell people what a great job you do for him. And he does. If you were in an accident, whether it's a car or truck accident, whether it's slip and fall, you got an overtime claim, you better dial Dave. I'm telling you, this guy is for real, and he's a bulldog, and he's going to fight for you, and he wants to help the Blitzers. And so you get in an accident, you may not realize that, hey, you're entitled to the insurance company's jacking you around. This is what he does. He works with you. Insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer. You need a better lawyer than they have, and that's my man Dave. And if you don't know whether you need a lawyer or maybe you just have any legal question, he'll put you with the right guy. 713-626-8900 is your number. 713-626-8900. Give him a call and say, listen, this happened. Do you think I need a lawyer? Do you think I have a case here? He'll do it. And he loves everybody over the Golden Triangle. So if you're over there, he'll help you there too. And just make the call. You'll find out fast that he takes care of the Blitzers. He takes care of his clients. This is the guy I want on my side whenever anything's going wrong because he is terrific. You're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with these insurance companies. You need to worry about recovery. And if you need a doctor, you're worried about being able to afford medical, well, they're going to put you with a doctor. They're going to take care of it. Give them a call today, 713-626-8900, based right here in Houston, 713-626-8900, and let them put your mind at rest. You can also go to lawyerdave.com. That's my man, Dave. If you were in an accident, better dial Dave.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It is incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Palillo and written by Chris Campisi, it is perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com and download your copy today.
Let me ask you something else. Think about what Texas A&M's done the last several years. What are they? They've averaged, what, 8-9 wins in the Sumlin era? Is that about right?
Slightly over 8 because they went 11-9 and then 8-8-8-7.
So that's probably 9 wins on average.
Well, you talk, I'll do
that. Okay, you do that math. If you're averaging 9 wins at Texas A&M, you could do worse. And if you saw it, did you see Gene Chizik's tweet this morning? Which I don't know why he's getting involved in this, but Gene Chizik says, so this is the week to fire your coach. Be careful what you wish for. Mack Brown averaged 10.6 wins in his first 12 seasons at Texas. In the 4 years since they fired him, the Longhorns averaged 5.5 wins a year. They've not won more than 6 games in the last 4 years. So it is kind of a be careful what you wish for.
And
a coach who averages
8.5 was your number you're looking for.
Well, a coach who averages 8.5 wins in the SEC West, that ain't the worst thing in the world.
No, I just think it's the way the arrow is trending is what you're looking at. And again, I don't know. I don't know if it's the right move, but I understand that they think they can do better. And I don't know. I would not have made that move, I don't think. I think I would have given him another couple of years. I would wait for the collapse before I actually got rid of him.
It's 7-5. Given the money that you're about to pay him to leave.
Yeah, well, 2 more years, would that be so bad? But obviously, that's why I think this Fisher thing might be for real, because they obviously have something in mind here. They're not going to just fire him and hire Chad Morris, I don't think. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you remember back when I used to be into the idea of a sex robot?
Yes.
You're
out on that now?
I've been out on that for a while. Okay. And here's why. Just 1 month after she made history by becoming the first robot to be granted citizenship, Sophia has announced she wants to start a family.
The robot?
The robot, yes.
Sorry.
In the interview, she added that if she had a robot daughter, she would name it after herself, and said she believes droids deserve to have a family. She's a humanoid robot designed by a Hong Kong firm, Hanson Robotics. During an interview, she said, the notion of family is a really important thing, it seems. I think it's wonderful that people can find the same emotions and relationships they call family outside of their blood groups, too. And, okay, I got to say this. A robot wife that wants to have kids, I'm out on that. I'm completely out. Because what's next? She's going to say, I'm not sleeping with you because you're fat and disgusting. And I want child support for this robot droid kid. No. No.
I'm with you on that.
This has gone too far. And a sex robot is supposed to just be a sex robot. And I know she's just a humanoid robot. She's not an actual sex robot. But this is the problem. If we're going to create women...
I wish I could find the story. I had it last week and we never got to it. There's a story about a guy who was so into the idea of having sex with a robot that he's got a girlfriend. He sent his girlfriend to a therapist where she basically hypnotized her and made her into a robot.
Interesting. Dustin said, hashtag droid lives matter. No. No, no, no. This is defeating the whole purpose. The whole purpose of a robot is so that you don't have to deal with all the crap that you have to deal with a human being.
Yeah.
And I get making them lifelike. That's fine. But this is too far. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I want my sex robot to lie to me, okay? Oh, you're so sexy, you're so attractive. That's why you get a sex robot, because a real woman's never going to tell me that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, it's time to start thinking about gifts.
Already?
It is that time. We're past Black Friday. We're on Cyber Monday. And how about this? The perfect gift for someone who has it all. Omaha Steaks has you covered. And they always put together great packages for the Blitzers. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks, and for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar, 75% off. And how about that? You can have a party. This thing's so cool. You can have a party and feed everybody, or you can just kind of roll them out for yourself every couple of days. I mean, here's what you're getting. Omaha Steaks is giving you exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons. 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. All that for $49.99. Just use promo code FRED. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and you're going to get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com.